I am an aide to families with dependent children, and both my children are in school. I have graduated from college with distinction, 128th in a class of over 1,000, with a BA in English and sociology. I have experience in library work, child care, social work, and counseling. I have applied for jobs paying as little as $8,000 a year. I work part-time in a library for $3.50 an hour. Welfare reduces my allotment to compensate. It appears we have employment offices that can't employ, governments that can't govern, and an economic system that can't produce jobs for people ready to work. Last week, I sold my bed to pay for the insurance on my car, while in the absence of mass transportation, I need to go job hunting. I sleep on a piece of rubber foam somebody gave me. So this is the great American dream my parents came to this country for. Work hard, get a good education, follow the rules, and you'll be rich. I don't want to be rich. I just want to be able to feed my children with some semblance of dignity.
Immediately after the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, President George Bush proclaimed a war on terrorism and soon after began the bombardment of Afghanistan. But some of the families who had lost loved ones in the attack refused to support what the government was doing and formed a group called Families for Peaceful Tomorrows. The family of Phyllis and Orlando Rodriguez, whose son Greg was among the many missing from the World Trade Center, wrote to the New York Times, "We sense that our government is heading in a direction of violent revenge. It is not the way to go. It will not avenge our son's death, not in our son's name." A woman named Amber Amundson sent a statement to the Chicago Tribune.